where brawn and brains finally meet.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, and your co-host, Elisa Profumo. It's Casual Friday. How you doing, Elisa?
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. We have a great show planned for you today. Lots of exciting stuff. Lots of stuff that we found on the internet. That friends of the show have been forwarding to us. And first thing I want to talk about really just real quickly is that photo.
What photo?
Well, I shared it from you and you shared it from somebody else. It's a picture of a on the right-hand side, there is a figure model with like feathery wings on the back. She's got a beautiful body, nice muscular abs, so on and so forth. And then on the left side, there is a traditional supermodel.
From Victoria's Secret.
From Victoria's Secrets. And people were saying, you know, compare these two women. And obviously, I voiced my preference.
Which is your preference.
Right, and I said that too. You know, I said that, my opinion is my opinion. There's lots of valid opinions. But it's amazing the number of people that came out. It was polarizing that I said, because what I said was the woman on the left was gross and the woman on the right, the more muscular one, was sexy.
Well, what I found interesting is everybody automatically went to, well, the woman on the right must be doing drugs.
Right.
Not everybody, but a lot, several people did.
Right.
And why, because she's muscular, does that mean that she's doing drugs?
Exactly. Could it not be because she trains hard, gets adequate amounts of sleep, has intake proper
protein.
Uh-huh. It's like, it has to be drugs.
And then, it's common knowledge that in the modeling industry, women purge and eat. They stick their fingers down their throat.
They use laxatives.
They smoke cigarettes so that they don't eat. I mean, I've heard horror stories where girls eat, you know, pieces of lettuce, and that's all they eat all day long.
Cocaine and amphetamines. I'm trying to think who the supermodel was that did an expose on like 20 or 60 Minutes who talked about she did cocaine every day so that she wouldn't have an appetite, so she wouldn't eat. And so, and let's face it, cocaine's a drug, amphetamines are drugs.
Cigarette, nicotine's are drugs.
Nicotine is a drug. Laxatives are drugs. And never mind the fact that they purge and gorge like you're talking about. They throw up. I mean, that's, how is that any, less offensive than saying, well, the woman on the right is using clenbuterol. Which clenbuterol is a stimulant. How is that any different than the amphetamines and the cocaine that the models use?
Well, and then Molly Galbraith posted a picture of a woman.
I think her name was Marianne.
From Girls Gone Strong. And she looked really good. And she said, how's this for a healthy medium?
Yeah. And she looked good. You could see she had some musculature, but she was smooth. She had a nice figure. She wasn't reminiscent of someone who just escaped from a concentration camp, which, by the way, I was looking at photos earlier today after that whole thing broke out. I was looking at photos because I wanted to find the photo of a woman who was recently released from a concentration camp and put it next to that model from Victoria's Secrets. And I found numerous photos, but I just don't have the guts to put them up there because I think I'm pushing it too far. Some of these, you could see the pain in these women's faces. But the interesting thing is if you look at women who are purposely starved to make them docile in concentration camps in Bosnia, you don't even have to go back to World War II. Just recently in Bosnia, you see the same body types, the same figures as these models. And then I found models who are clearly anorexic and embraced by the modeling industry.
Well, just recently, in the past year, there was some people who were outraged at the modeling industry for making women be a specific weight, and that weight was really low.
Right.
And it was waifish and anorexic looking.
Yes. And so you have two extremes, right? You have hypermuscular women and you have women who literally look like They just escaped from a concentration camp. And the place in the middle is really where you're striving to be.
You
don't want to be a female bodybuilder.
No, and I don't want to be a figure either. I mean, well, I think that the figure women look beautiful, but I choose,
don't want to get that lean.
I choose not to get that lean. Right. So I'm staying with the bikini division, which is in some people's mind really a division that shouldn't be in there.
Right. Because it's more mainstream. Right.
Uh-huh.
But I really think that that's what the industry needs. They need more mainstream representation so that more average people go, oh, I don't want to be that extreme, but I can be somewhere in the middle. And I think it's a good thing.
And it also needs to be said that a lot of these Victoria's Secret models are very young, like 15, 16, 17.
And someone else commented that the woman on the right isn't having a period any longer because of drugs. Well, guess what? Anorexia, women who have anorexia and have eating disorders, they stop getting their period too.
Mm-hmm.
Amenorrhea is rampant in the professional modeling industry because these women starve themselves. And we already know that when you starve yourself, your body goes, oh, it's a time of famine. We can't reproduce, so shut the ovaries off.
Right.
So, okay, the bottom line is this. I prefer, personally, a slightly more muscular woman. I think it's healthy looking when you can see a woman's quadricep muscle as opposed to just a smooth, you know, flabby looking leg. And some people say, no, I'd rather have the Victoria's Secrets model. And I think there's room for everybody to coexist. However, I will say this, that a slightly more muscular woman to me implies a greater degree of health.
Healthier.
So, and she's built for the longevity ride. She's going to, she's
going to be able to get out of a chair when she's 85 years old.
Right. Like Alex Wapretsky's a friend who's going to come on our show. She's in her 70s and she's deadlifting 225.
Judy Madsen.
Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. There's no, women have to unlock with this notion that if you gravitate to the strong, more muscular side, you're somehow giving up your femininity. This is a bill of goods that's being sold to you from Paris, France, and all these places where models look like they're about to die. Shame on what they do to women. Really, I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway. But
and
yeah.
It's all about personal preference because I think we've talked about this before. I had a friend that said, well, one can never be too skinny.
Yeah.
And that was a, you know, slap in the face to me because I'll never be skinny because I have a muscular body.
Well, but that's not by accident because you train hard and you
and
eat
I've worked
right.
out, and I've trained most of my life. I've been athletic. So.
Right, right. I mean, you used to sprint in school. I mean, mm-hmm. you were a runner. So
gymnastics.
Yeah. So clearly there's definitely a divide there, but hopefully there will be some middle road and more women will embrace the idea of building muscle as a prescription for longevity and health, not because you want to look a certain way.
Right.
So anyway.
I wanted to talk a little bit more about something else that was on Facebook. Carmela Sierzo posted the other day, why do tea bags have soy lecithin in them?
Why does everything have soy in it?
Well, it's because it's government subsidized,
right.
I guess.
And they want as many people to use soy products as possible. Now, lecithin is not as bad from an endocrine disruption standpoint, but if you talk to Sally Fallon at Weston A. Price, she will tell you that the way they make lecithin, they use industrial solvents that make the lecithin rancid. If you could smell raw lecithin, you wouldn't eat it. Then they color it yellow, the color of like egg yolk, purposely, and then they deodorize it to get the smell out of it, and then they add smells to it. What do you call that? Scenting it. They scent it so that it's palatable. So Sally Fallon says that soy lecithin, the way it's sold in the granules, is dangerous because there are trace amounts of the solvents that they use to liberate it from the soy. But soy lecithin does not have the endocrine disruption factors because it's devoid of any of the phytoestrogens.
Okay. Carmela put on here, she bought Stash Tea, S-T-A-S-H, which I thought was supposed to be like an all-natural type tea, and it has soy lecithin as well as citric acid in it.
Yeah, but both of those are natural things, right? They're found in nature, just like beetle wings and carmine.
Oh, no, and she wrote on hers that it contains soy. It wasn't lecithin, it was soy.
Oh, see, now that's the problem I have. Guess what else contains soy now?
What?
I stopped paying attention to the labels on tuna fish. Because I've been eating tuna fish for over a decade now.
Now, is this the canned tuna or the packaged tuna?
Both.
Both?
They've always cooked the tuna in a broth Usually it was some vegetable broth. It was like celery and some other vegetables that they would cook the tuna in before putting it in the can or putting it in the pouch. Well, guess what ingredient has creeped into the broth?
Soy?
Soy.
Now, is it soy lecithin?
No, it's soy. The broth now contains soy as well. It's like, so now they're bathing my tuna fish in flipping soy. So I've stopped eating tuna now. And I've looked at so many cans of tuna to try to find a light tuna packed in water that the water isn't a broth that contains soy. I challenge anybody to find it and tell me, because I've stopped buying tuna until I can find one that doesn't contain soy as part of the broth.
So I looked at, because I drink tea constantly, and I looked at some of the teas that I have at home, and the tea from Trader Joe's did not have soy in it. It was 100%. It was a green tea. It was the only ingredient was 100% organic green tea.
That's nice.
And it was like $1.49 for a package of 200 or something.
I know. It's so cheap. It's ridiculous. Right?
And then there was another organic cranberry green tea that I had that just had natural ingredients, no soy, no citric acid, nothing in it.
But what about the high-end teas? You buy some high-end teas.
Well, and then the Republic of Teas was all natural. It didn't contain anything that was not natural. But then the Bigelow tea had soy lecithin in it.
Right.
And the Celestial Seasoning chamomile tea, which you would think would be all natural, it had soy lecithin in it.
See, now I'm wondering if they're adding soy lecithin to change the tongue feel of the tea. Because think about it. Soy lecithin is used in food products as a fat emulsifier to help keep fat well distributed and not get it to cake up and congeal. Okay? So it's an emulsification agent. Why would they put an emulsification agent in tea? You're adding it to water. There is no fat. You're just dipping it and creating a liqueur from the leaves. The only thing I can think of is that the soy lecithin creates a fatty sensation on the tongue and makes the tea feel better when you're drinking it. Like you have this smoothness to the tea as opposed to it just being watery.
Could be.
And who needs that? Why do you need that sensation in tea? We've lived for millions and millions of years drinking teas that didn't have the sensation of fat on our tongue.
Right.
Yeah, it's baffling to me. We actually have to take our first commercial break. We have lots of good things to talk about.
When we come back, we'll have Mrs. X on.
Oh, yes. That's going to be exciting. Okay. Mrs. X is going to tell us her story.
About wheat.
Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an
anti-estrogen been so powerful? The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21DayFit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21DayFit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21DayFit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21DayFit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Phytogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
Bridge. Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
You know, I always thought that clearing of the throat at the beginning of that song was me, like, accidentally when we were taping the song or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually, I heard it on the radio the other day, and it's on the beginning of the song, even on the radio.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Flippy, doesn't it sound like me clearing my throat? Oh, man. Anyway, okay, welcome back to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio. We are now being joined by someone who shall remain anonymous, because the industry that she is involved in probably wouldn't take kindly to her discussion on this show. So we're going to refer to her as Mrs. X. How are you, Mrs. X?
Oh, hi, Carl. Hi, Elisa. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good.
Hi,
very
Mrs.
good.
Mrs. X.
So anyway, before we get started with the entire interview, it needs to be said that you are a fan of the show?
Yes, I've been an avid listener for a couple of years now.
Okay.
And a big fan.
Okay, and we're going to talk about an article that you forwarded to Elisa, starting out with Bill O'Reilly, but in the end of the comment, you had mentioned that you too had started to follow some of the edicts that we talk about on the show, like avoiding grains and stuff like that, and it's affected you. So we'll talk about that just a little bit later in the interview. So you sent a message to Elisa pointing out that Bill O'Reilly is now on the no-grain bandwagon, right?
That's correct. I was really surprised to see someone of his caliber speaking out about wheat and the negative side effects that he's experienced from it.
And you would think that, like, Fox would go, hey, look, Bill, we've got advertisers, name some names that are big proponents of wheat and wheat byproducts. You can't go out there and say that wheat is bad. But he said it anyway, I guess.
Here's a quote from O'Reilly. He said, "My cholesterol has dropped. My allergies have left. My waist size is down 2 inches just for giving up wheat." That's a direct quote.
Now, think about this for a second. We've talked about this on the show numerous times. So many people think that their cholesterol is related to fat. And mm-hmm. I've said, no, it's related to the carbohydrates. That's where the term triglyceride comes from. So O'Reilly figured this out. So you were surprised, Ms. X, to hear about this, but it also kind of made you feel good, didn't it? Because you had already figured this out yourself.
Well, and I had, but I can only attribute that knowledge to reading the book Wheat Belly by Dr. Bill Davis, as well as listening to the show.
Yeah, now he was on, and he's been, Bill was on this show the first time back in 2006 or 2007 when he started an organization that was tracking the truth and lies about heart disease. He was the one that really started to herald the need for a specific type of plaque scan, and he started a website called trackyourplaque.com. Back in 2006 or 2007 was the first time he was on. Then he was on again with Wheat Belly. Yeah, so in Wheat Belly, for those who haven't read it, explain, give the synopsis of what the book teaches you.
Well, in short, it's going to be a bitter pill to swallow because it completely flies in the face of everything that we've been taught for so long with the, you have to have 6 to 8 servings of grains a day. So be prepared to be shocked, but the stuff makes sense. I mean, Dr. Bill Davis talks about the differences in the wheat of, say, biblical times, of it only being 28 chromosomes versus 42 today, which is, it's insane.
This comes back to the whole genetic modification question.
Mm-hmm.
I posted a blog post a couple days ago that the Los Angeles Zoo has animals that are developing diseases like humans. They have a lion that has congestive heart failure. They had a rhinoceros that had skin cancer. They have gorillas that are insulin resistant. And one of the key veterinarians came out and said, we are now concerned about genetically modified feeds as being the cause of many of these diseases. And I had Howard Vlieger on this show 3 years ago when he talked about his pigs developing IBS, GERD, ulcerative colitis, and litter rates dropping to zero when they were being fed genetically modified corns and grains. And then within 3 months of removing them, they got healthy again. And so the animal caretakers, they see it and they don't have an agenda. They're going, hey, we don't want to hurt the animals. We're going to get them off GMO. But the human caretakers aren't talking about this because the government has billions of dollars invested in these genetically modified crops. And they need us to eat this stuff so they don't lose their investment. That's it.
Well, that's why we need to be the caretakers of our own bodies.
Yes. Yes. When you changed your diet, Mrs. X, what did the people around you, family members and friends, say to you? Did they endorse and want to know more, or did they seem confounded and think that this, you were just being a zealot?
Well, let's see here. So I had a quick conversation with my mom the other day, and as a kid growing up, Carl, I used to eat, at breakfast I'd have a bagel, for snack I'd have some Cheez-Its or, you know, little crackers,
right.
And then lunch I'd have the pizza, and my mom she told me, we were laughing about this, she said, you use bread as a condiment, like every meal I had to have some sort of bread.
Uh-huh.
So they've seen me recently, and they say, you look great, you're feeling great, you haven't used your inhaler in how long? What are you doing? And so I said, hey, look, I've given up eating wheat, and, you know, given the fact that my father has diabetes, and, you know, there's a host of malignancies along my family line, I'm like, you guys really might want to consider reading this book and getting off the wheat, and I do it to protect myself. Because, like you said, Elisa, you know, we have to be our own human caretakers.
What issues did you have respiratory wise? What issues did you have that subsided once you gave up the wheat?
I was taking daily Zyrtec. I thought Zyrtec was supposed to be a normal part of my life. Like when I take my multivitamin, I take the Zyrtec. So as far as allergies go, I haven't had to use allergy medicine in about 9 months.
Isn't
or
that
so,
amazing?
Since I've really got rid of all the wheat in my diet.
That's great.
That's amazing.
Has anyone ever had like a little rash on your elbows?
Oh yeah, sure.
Like my psoriasis.
Like psoriasis, or some people call it. It's called topical dermatitis. I'm trying to think what it's called.
Yes. So that's gone.
I'll be done.
But I thought that was normal.
Now it wasn't. Now, but keep in mind that is classified as an autoimmune disorder.
Right.
And we've talked about on this show that all autoimmune disorders can be tracked back to diet. But people don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that they can control their rheumatoid arthritis through diet because it requires too much responsibility. They'd rather believe that they were, you know, given this and this burden and they just have to live with it now.
Right. And that, you know, you have to take the medications that your physician prescribes because, well, that's the way it's supposed to go. I mean, changing your diet, I mean, adding more whole grains, that's what I'm supposed to do, right? Not eliminate them.
Oh, yeah, so. Heart healthy whole grains. The FDA allows them to call whole grains heart healthy.
Okay. And it makes me sick. It makes me livid.
Was it difficult for you to take the grains out of your diet?
Well, I have a very supportive spouse who was already kind of ahead of the curve, and at first when he was talking about gluten-free and I'd furrow my eyebrows, like, what do you mean gluten-free? Aren't you supposed to eat? How are you going to get fiber? What, you know, what do you do? And he was really supportive and very knowledgeable and helped lead me on this path, and we've been taking the journey together, so that's made it helpful. The other thing, initially, I had actually done, you know, when you go gluten-free initially, you think, okay, well, I'll just replace everything in my diet with the stuff that's the gluten-free replacement, like the
right.
gluten-free pasta and breads.
Right.
And I learned kind of fast that that's not the way to go because I was packing on the pounds a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, tapioca, because tapioca flour has a lot of carbohydrates in it. That's one of the go-to ingredients for the new gluten-free movement.
Right.
And so tapioca has higher sugar levels than wheat does. And so,
right.
you know, that's you know, people think, well, I'm not eating gluten, I'm safe. And I want to mention something else too, you know, before I forget about it. But the phobia to fat. You know how Mrs. X, I always talk about on the show that people need to start using critical thinking skills. They need to look at what they know against what they're being told, and if what they know is different, to stay with what you know. I've talked about this often.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where do toxins store themselves in your body? In fat cells.
Mm-hmm.
Now think about this. So fat has an affinity to absorb toxins. What do you think happens when you go on a low-fat diet? Your toxic load goes up, not linearly, exponentially. I've been reading a book that was produced back in 1905 called Fortunes and Formulas, and every single remedy for a poison included whole eggs and raw cream. Were the first
really?
Things? Yes, because fat goes in. Fat absorbs the toxins, and if you're not ingesting fat and passing it through your body, then you're not giving the toxins the train ride out of Dodge that they need. So they're going to find a place to stay in the body. They're going to find your fat cells to stay. So this whole fat phobic movement is actually making people sicker faster, because not only are they poisoning themselves with the foods, but they've eliminated the thing that helps to detoxify them the fastest, adequate amounts of fat intake.
Well, and you eliminate the thing that satiates you, because when you eliminate the wheat, you realize, okay, wait, my vegetables only taste good if I add coconut oil or
exactly.
grass-fed butter or something to them that helps me absorb the nutrients better, and, you know, it helps me feel fuller longer, as well as, I guess, the toxin.
And I had a daughter who was born with eczema, and we figured out that she was allergic to the lectins in grains. But the doctors also told us that she had to stop eating eggs and dairy. And I didn't understand this, but now I do, because commercial dairy eats grain. Commercial poultry, they feed them grain. Well, guess what? If you feed the animal grain, then the lectins get caught in the tissue and they're passed along in the genetic material. So when a cow produces milk from that's been eating grain instead of grass, there's lectins in the milk, just like there would be if you ate the grain firsthand. When a chicken lays an egg that's been fed a quote unquote vegetarian diet, which chickens are not vegetarians, by the way, they eat worms, the lectins make their way into the ovum, into the egg, and you're eating the lectins anyway. So if you want to avoid lectins entirely, giving up grain is the first step. But giving up animals that are eating grains is as important. Otherwise, you're just getting them secondhand.
Very true.
So, anyway, yeah, you take it from there. I'll get off my soapbox for a second. But anyway, so, yeah, Bill O'Reilly has got it. It's worked for you. Have you been able to convince anyone, family or friends, to give this a try? And have you had any results with that?
Okay, so a brief little anecdote. So I got my mom to try going paleo for a little while. I sent her the book by Mark Sisson as well as a cookbook by the Mayfields.
Yes.
To kind of give her a starting point.
Good for you.
So she had done a little experiment. So they had avoided eating the grains and had been doing some meat and some vegetables and whatnot. And so my father was like, man, my stomach feels great after he would eat, because normally he would feel miserable after eating. And so, you know, she had done this for a few weeks, and then she made my sister some, like, potatoes and pasta or something as a little side dish. And my dad snuck back in, and he had some. And sure enough, about 30 minutes later, he felt horrible.
See?
Interesting.
Yeah.
And she was like, I told you, you know. And so You know, I don't judge because I don't want to seem like I'm a zealot, and I don't want to chastise anyone who doesn't want to adopt it. I just want to live it, and hopefully they can see for themselves the benefits I'm experiencing.
That's wonderful.
Is your mom still doing the paleo?
She's doing her own version of it. So some days she'll, you know, not eat grains or wheat, but then other days she'll have like a half serving, and I just think that's like a dangerous slippery slope for me to go down. But, you know, I guess when you've been eating that way for almost 60 years, it's kind of hard to just go cold turkey for some people.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Giving her time.
Yeah. I mean, even I like the occasional cracker, but I know, you know, when I'm eating it, I actually have a sense of angst because I think I know this is no good for me. And absolutely, it bothers my stomach when I eat any type of grain product. It doesn't digest as fast. And I notice that my stomach doesn't, it feels bloated and it just doesn't feel good.
Mm-hmm. I'm like a crack addict. I can't stop at just one. I mean, who does stop? I just don't even want to tempt myself because that one hit. Yeah. And, you know, after reading the book Wheat Belly, it made sense, you know, because people were having the opiate-like responses to eating wheat. So
it's going to be interesting to see what the government does with this information. You know, we are such a fortunate at such a fortunate time in history because the ability to transfer information with redundancy has been amplified thanks to the internet and different streaming mediums and so on. And people are starting to get it. I mean, there are more and more people out there that are starting to get it. I wonder what the government is all. I mean, I got to believe they're thinking, okay, we're going to have to just start shipping this stuff to third world countries because the people here are going to be too smart. They're not going to want to eat it, and we can't lose our investment. And that makes me feel sad for those people in third world countries because they're not being saved. They're being used to dispose of this stuff so that the government can get their money out of it.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's like modern day genocide in a sense.
It really is. And I got to say this, and then we'll close the interview. Bill Gates has been a vocal proponent of genetically modified foods. He's a huge investor in Monsanto.
He said we need to feed the world.
We need to feed the world. We could feed the world. We could teach the world animal husbandry. We could teach the world how to raise. I mean, you know, the Maasai have been raising animals in the desert and for thousands of years. It's like, you know what? The world does not need corn that is modified genetically. The world does not need grain that is modified genetically. The world does not need the super bugs and the super weeds that evolve as a result of these Frankenfoods. We don't need this stuff. And you know what makes me feel good, Mrs. X? If you looked at Monsanto's earnings last quarter, they were down 50%. 50%.
Wow.
People are getting it. I'm making a prediction right now because everybody talks about, well, the banks were too big to fail. Lehman Brothers was. Monsanto will not be the same company 5 years from now. They will either break apart and self-dissolve, or they will have to change through revolution the type of mission that they're on completely because people don't want GMO. That's it. End of story.
Agreed. It's like the haze is lifting. So, like you said, I hope that the investments and the government will decide to do things a little bit differently and maybe invest more in the local food movement.
That would be nice. That would be really nice. Listen, Ms. X, I want to thank you for coming on the show. You have a lot of courage, and I hopefully a lot of people have heard your story and will try for once to move to a more ancestral diet and avoid grains in general. And I think they will feel better, as you felt as well. So.
Well, I hope so, too. Thank you so much for having me on. And this is actually my favorite episode of the week, Casual Fridays.
Yes.
So.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye.
That's great. That's really good. And you know what? We have to hear these types of stories over and over again until we get it. That's really the truth. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll pick it up with more Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
Everything right, get up and swing. You make me sing.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ecdysterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gain. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a four-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. 4-Max changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old four-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get 4-Max. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 4-Max banner ad today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
It's time for Pogo.
Is that what that says?
It's time for Pogo.
Have you ever done the Pogo stick?
When I was in my 20s, I tried it. I didn't do it when I was... I lived in a neighborhood where the only toys we had were like the Johnny Pump. We called it the Johnny Pump. It was the fire hydrant. You know,
mm-hmm.
Nobody had real toys. So like a Pogo stick was something that Leave It to Beaver had. We didn't have that. I did try the Pogo stick when I lived in Las Vegas one time, and it was quite fun. I was really good at it. I was able to stay on.
I used to do it. It was fun.
Yeah. Girls on Pogo sticks are really cool.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I want to read something out of the article that Mrs. X sent me.
Yes.
That really struck a chord.
Okay.
And this is a quote from a doctor who is the medical director at Via Christi Weight Management. We spend somewhere in the ballpark of $26 billion a year subsidizing corn, wheat, and soybeans as it is. So if we do that, talking about getting rid of wheat.
Telling people that wheat may be causing all these problems,
yes,
right?
And the government turns around and discourages people from eating these products, we end up with quite a surplus on our hands. And then a farmer says there would be a lot of farmers out of business if that happened. He says, this is my moneymaker. He has 2,400 acres of wheat.
But big deal. Cocaine, what do they call poppies?
Opium.
Opium poppies are a big commodity in some countries, a big moneymaker, but we don't want people selling opium over here, right? So we don't feel bad for the farmers that are growing it. We say, no, grow something that the people want, something that's healthy. This is no different than tobacco.
Why can't he replace the wheat with fruit trees?
Or anything else. But no, but here's why. And this is what they're not saying. They kind of talked around the real fact here. The government doesn't give a flip about farmers going out of business because the government has put milk farmers out of business forever now. Okay.
Right.
If they don't want to sell to the commercial dairy, they are out of business. That's it. So the government doesn't care about farmers. What the government cares about is the farmers that are being subsidized. These farmers are being paid money to grow wheat. They're being paid by the government to grow wheat. You know that your Papa Ben told you about a guy who got paid to plant trees on his land, remember?
Yes.
The government paid him a certain number of dollars
just
per
to
tree.
Plant trees.
The guy's like, he made like $400,000 to plant trees on his land.
Because he wasn't planting tobacco.
Right, okay. So the government is paying these wheat farmers. $26 billion the government pays every year to farmers to grow the crops the government wants them to grow.
Makes no sense.
The farmers aren't going to be the ones that's not who they're worried about. They're worried about the government getting that $26 billion back.
What about our local farmers? They don't get subsidized.
No. If they would grow wheat and corn and soy, according to the government programs, they could get subsidized.
Okay. And then the last part about this article, this is what their local dietitian said. Hmm. There is no scientific evidence to back up that gluten is toxic to anyone who does not have celiac disease, which only affects 1% of the population. At the end of the day, weight loss comes down to eating less calories, and that's essentially what O'Reilly did.
No, it's not. I'll bet money he's not eating less. I bet he's eating more because he's eating more meat and fat, and his diet is denser now.
He said what Bill has done is just cut out a huge potential source of calories from his diet, restricting himself. He has managed to lose some weight.
You know what the funny thing is? We all know the truth now. So when we hear the American Dietetic Association come out and say these things, we know that they're lying. And they know that they're lying. They know that if you take three groups of people and feed one group exclusively carbohydrates, 2,000 calories a day, and another group exclusively fat, and another group exclusively protein, only the carbohydrate group gains weight in fat.
Mm-hmm.
They know that. They ignore it. And why? Because who is it that controls the American Dietetic Association?
Government
agencies.
The government.
So once again, they have the people creating policy based on their investment, not on what's healthy. But it's okay, folks. It's okay. It doesn't matter. We don't have to get mad at them, and we don't have to be angry, and we don't have to change them. We just have to do what we know is best, and they will end up eating their own corn and their own grain and getting sick themselves. Let the government, you know what? I think all politicians should eat all the corn and grain in the country. Feed it to them. And then we can cut back on their luncheon meetings and stuff like that. Let them get sick and die. That'd be wonderful. Solve a lot of problems that way.
Yes. Okay, so I heard a story on NPR the other day about allergies being on the rise in children. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I looked up the article and I have it in front of me. I wanted to talk about this a little bit.
Please.
So evidently, nearly half of all children now have some type of an allergy to food, animals, plants. Federal health officials say that it's 2 to 5 times higher than it was 30 years ago. And researchers are trying to understand that. Their theory is it's because our modern conditions and cleanliness, we have fewer and fewer germs to fight off.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
I think that's part of it. I don't think that's all of it.
Okay.
I think that the greater exposure you get to different types of pathogens and microbes, your body definitely becomes stronger to resisting them. I worked on the racetrack for mm-hmm. 5 years. I handled horse poop all the time. I probably ate some accidentally. And you know what? I think my immune system ended up becoming stronger by working in that quote unquote farm environment.
Okay. So studies have shown that children who live on farms have a lower rate of allergies. And so they're calling this the farm effect. And specifically, they went into Amish farms in Indiana and looked at the children who were living on those farms, and they don't have allergies. And they also drink raw milk.
Right. And see, the interesting thing about raw milk is, at the time that tuberculosis was rampant in the United States, the government claimed that tuberculosis was being spread through milk. Okay?
Okay.
The interesting thing was it was being spread through pasteurized milk.
Not raw milk.
Right, because raw milk has pathogens in it that were destroying the tuberculosis, spirococcus tuberculosis or whatever it's called. So children that were in institutions, you know, like there were a lot of orphans back then.
Right.
Children that were in institutions that were getting raw milk developed resistance to TB. Even when they were exposed to it, they didn't get it.
It says here that there was a study just recently published in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology. I promise I didn't have anything to drink before the show, which found very low rates of allergies among Amish children living on farms in Indiana. And the reason may be because the children get exposed very early on to dirty environments, a variety of dust and germs. Even kids are often in the barns working with the animals and drinking the raw milk.
But see, this is what's wrong with science right now, okay? This is the...
The scientist says, we think there's something about milk that's key here. Hello?
But they won't endorse raw milk because the dairy industry will string them up by their nads.
And then in the next paragraph says that they caution against drinking raw milk or serving it to your child because it contains too many dangerous disease-causing bacteria.
Yeah, that are obviously hurting all those Amish kids.
Does that make sense to you?
No. See, this is what's wrong. This is what's wrong with science. Here's what's wrong with science, okay? So scientists are looking at this. And, you know, and they're perplexed. What is it about these Amish children that makes them resistant to disease and to allergies, right? Maybe it's because they come in contact with dirty environment. Maybe it's the milk. No, you ready for this, scientists? Idiots that you are? It's the whole flipping lifestyle. You ever see how hard Myron works?
Uh-huh.
Jay King's son. This kid lifts heavy, but he probably has his greatest strength than some of the people in our audience. And he's, what is he, 3'2"? I mean, the kid's like, 12
so
years old?
Yes.
These kids
and he's
work.
Over there playing with the goats and
yeah.
his ducks and these are his animals
and he had that praying mantis in his hand that day, let it go in the bushes.
Uh-huh.
These kids, they eat real food, and I don't mean the Just Eat Real Food group that are eating fried okra
shrimp
and stuff like that.
Cauliflower.
I'm talking about they eat real food that grows out of the earth that isn't deep fried and breaded and stuff like that. They drink real milk. Raw unpasteurized milk. They drink real cream. They eat real butter. They work real hard.
Uh-huh.
They go to sleep real early.
Uh-huh.
They wake up real early.
Mm-hmm.
They're living the genetically predisposed life that we were supposed to live before we became so civilized.
Okay, so now again, on the lines of raw milk, we have a listener who I have to keep his name anonymous.
He emailed us a long time ago.
And
when his child was born.
When his first, he has two sons.
Right.
He emailed us a long time ago when his first son, I think, was about a year old and wanted to know about giving his son raw milk.
Right.
And so he started slowly giving his son raw milk.
Right. Because his son was allergic, I think, if I remember correctly, to some of the formulas that he was getting and,
mm-hmm.
or something. He was allergic to something and he wanted to know. And I said, you know what? Try, give him a little tablespoon of it, give him a little more, and if he doesn't, you know, if it doesn't affect him poorly, then go ahead and give it to him.
So they had another child in February. So this is a different child.
Right.
They had another one in February who is now 3 months old.
Right.
They've been introducing him to raw milk slowly.
Right.
And he is thriving.
Right.
He has not gotten sick at all, and he's growing very healthy. As a matter of fact, he's bigger than the first son. Was at the same age.
Right.
And then he said, raw milk for the win.
There you go. And his older son happens to be very healthy, and he gives him raw milk all the time now.
Yes, yes.
He's 3 now, right, the older boy?
I think so. I can't remember how old. But, yeah, so the second one is 3 months, and when he was born, started introducing him to raw milk.
And, of course, he wants to remain anonymous because just in case the Gestapo are out there, and they don't, you know, because there's these
these bleeding heart groups will say, well, he's abusing his child by exposing him to raw milk. But don't worry about giving them a little bit of arsenic in the apple juice that the FDA condones.
Okay, so just really quick back to the NPR article that we're talking about children with allergies.
Right.
They're saying there's a host of medications to treat the symptoms, but the closest thing to a cure will be allergy shots.
Yeah. Well, but don't give them raw milk because that's dangerous. Oh, my God. It just makes me sick. This is almost as stupid as that person from the Dermatology Association saying that there is no safe amount of sun. Could you imagine? I would just, that person right there, I'd love to know who that was. I'd like to get a picture of that person. I want to have toilet paper made with that person's face on it. There is no safe amount of sun. Oh, my God. These people are all crazy. They're all flipping crazy. Thank God we have more common sense than to listen to them. Get your kids some raw milk if you don't want them to get sick. We have to take a break.
Okay.
Huh. You're happy. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots more good stories to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. I shut my mic off. We should be right back.
This ain't nothing but a summer jam.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Can't stop the beat.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Casual Friday. I got to make an announcement. There were some people out there that were non-responders to the Age Force Fat Burner patch. There were a lot of people that were responders, by the way. We're going to be interviewing some of them next week. So Age Force has decided to add something new to their Fat Burner patch that absolutely works well. And it's the over-the-counter form of thyroid hormone called T2, which has been used in a lot of oral supplements to allow you to burn fat. Dr. Peter Rouse talked about using a form of T2 to lose a bunch of weight before his wedding. He attributed his ability to lose weight before his wedding to that form of thyroid hormone. With that being said, my audience and only my audience will have a crack. If you go to the Superhuman Radio website, you'll see banner ad. And if you're on our mail list, you'll get an email offering you a free month supply to try of the new and improved Age Force. Elise is pointing at herself. I want it.
I want to try some.
The new and improved Age Force Fat Burner patch that not only contains the peptide responsible for burning fat, but now an over-the-counter form of thyroid hormone known as T2 that does not shut down normal thyroid function or thyroid-stimulating hormone, but has been shown in numerous clinical trials and clinical studies to cause the ridding of adipose tissue, body fat. And in the time-release patch, you'll be getting it delivered for an eight-hour period at a time. So go to superhumanradio.com, look for the banner ad, or get on our mail list and get a link to a free month supply of the new and improved Age Force Fat Burner Patch. Okay.
And if you haven't gone to the Superhuman Radio Network fan page on Facebook, go there and like us.
Yes, please like us. Please like me. Like me, mommy. Like me. Anyway, okay. What are we talking about now?
Well,
Lisa?
I wanted to just revisit a blog that I did a long time ago about ginger ale.
Yes.
I just have recently, especially in light of the what we talked about a few casual Fridays ago about how parabens are in everything.
Yes. And one of the ways of ridding your body of parabens is?
Is through ginger.
Right.
So
right.
I've just started making my ginger ale again. And I got to tell you, I don't know why I stopped making it. It's so good, especially it's so refreshing. It tastes so good. And it's so therapeutic. I mean, it does so many good things for your body.
Right.
I just wanted to mention that.
No, and it is good. We had it with dinner a couple times, and it's got a little spiciness to it. It's very refreshing, and we both said the same thing. You know, we have to start keeping fresh ginger tea in the refrigerator to make ginger ale. To make our ginger ale.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, I just use fresh ginger.
But you know what I mean? I call it tea because you boil the ginger in water and then you render it into a bowl into a jug,
uh-huh.
And then you fill the glass up like a third with that liqueur, and then and two thirds with club soda.
Sparkling water.
Okay, and that makes the ginger ale.
Mm-hmm.
But keeping that handy so we can make ginger ale often.
Yes. Okay. So. I want to talk a little bit about vitamin D.
Yes, especially since it's sunny out and we've been laying out.
And well, a little bit. I put the umbrella up and stay under the shade after I've been in the sun for a few minutes.
How dark am I?
You're really dark. Somebody says, "What color are you anyway?"
I know.
But you just have to be out for a few minutes and it affects you differently than most people.
Yeah.
Okay, so there was an article that someone posted on my Facebook, and I apologize for not having your name, but it was about vitamin D, and it's on wakeupworld-world.com.
It's wakeup-world.com. Yeah, because Wake Up World is a Christian website.
Okay, it's wakeup-world.com.
Right.
And what they're talking about is how vitamin D, let me just read this. For the same reason that the conventional energy industry has not harnessed the full potential of solar energy, sunlight, and its indispensable byproduct in our skin, vitamin D represents a serious threat to the medical establishments whose questionable and aggressive promotion of vaccination and drug-based strategies in a place of inexpensive, safe, and effective vitamin D supplementation for immunity has many questioning their motives.
Yeah. Because we know vitamin D is important, and sunlight is the best way to get vitamin D. As you were talking during the break, that just taking vitamin D by itself isn't really adequate because there are so many other things going on in the skin in conjunction to exposure to sun.
Even in the risk for developing cancer, one of the most feared health conditions of our time and the one that the medical establishment has had the least success preventing and treating, is intimately connected to your vitamin D status.
Well, now, and let's talk about this. Someone once recently put up on the Supreme Radio Network
and his
page,
name was Bill Hanburn, H-A-N-B-E-R-N.
That said this about, he said, you know, I made a claim that using sunblock actually can lead to cancer, which it definitely does. There's no doubt about it. We're going to have Bill Sardi on the show to talk about this. Bill wrote the book on Fear Cancer No More. Bill wrote the book that started out at Wake Forest University with a mouse that they could not give cancer to. And what they found out about the mouse was that he produced unusually high levels of vitamin D, and that made him resistant to cancer. Now, with that being said, it has been shown that using sunblock or sunscreens reduces the synthesis of vitamin D in the skin. So what ends up happening is, by using sunblock and sunscreens, you eliminate the chemoprotective value of vitamin D while you increase exposure to the things that cause cancer, namely the different types of sunlight that are incident on the skin. So you're actually eliminating the body's ability to prevent cancer from the sunlight by using sunblock and sunscreens. Now, if you don't believe that, we're going to have somebody who is well known as a science writer on this specific subject on the show, so he can cite studies and put it all together for you. But the short answer is this: sunblocks and sunscreens reduce vitamin D production in the skin. So laying out in the sun with those on is really putting your skin at risk. I wouldn't do it.
Okay, so this comes in light of another story that was on NPR about and I think it was on other. I just happened to hear it on NPR,
right,
about vitamin D supplements, and they're questioning the effectiveness of vitamin D along with calcium in postmenopausal women because it's not supposed to help with bone fractures.
It's supposed to, but they're saying it doesn't, right?
Right, according to the scientist on this panel, it does not help with bone fractures.
Now, talk about what the people were supplementing with in the research.
With 400 IUs of D and 1,000 milligrams of calcium combined.
Okay. The problem with that is it's not enough vitamin D. We know this already. 400 IUs of vitamin. As a matter of fact, you and I were watching television one night, and an ad came on for a new calcium supplement, and they were making this hoopla about it because they said now with vitamin D. And it was 600 IUs of vitamin D. And I looked at you and I said, that's not enough. That's not enough to do anything. No one's going to see an effect. Vitamin D has the ability to cause uptake of minerals into the bones, but not at 600 IUs. It's nothing.
Okay. In this article, it says evidence has been mounting in recent years that vitamin D might have many health benefits. Experts believe that because people are spending so much more time inside and covering up when they're outside, they're not getting as much D from the sun as they need. As a result, many are advocating that people take larger doses of D daily. This doctor from the Medical University of South Carolina says it has potential benefits in cancer prevention, cancer treatment, cardiovascular prevention, infection prevention, and prevention of autoimmune disease.
Right. So why not tell people to take vitamin D? Well, let's face it. Does the medical orthodoxy and the pharmaceutical agenda want D to be taken by people or want people to sit in the sun?
But I think that when they come out and talk about this type of an article, it confuses people.
Right.
Because they don't know that it's only 400 IUs and that they need to really be taking 2,000 IUs
and more.
Or more.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
This doctor said it's really not effective for preventing fractures. So for postmenopausal women who are seeking to do this type of supplementation really isn't effective. But it's for that purpose alone.
But see,
and it's only 400 IUs of D.
And that's the thing. What these people are going to do is they're going to go to their doctor and they're going to get on Boniva or something like that, which is going to disrupt the parathyroid and cause problems.
Well, why don't they, you know, go to the gym and start...
Bingo.
Hiring a personal trainer and spending their money in that area instead.
It's been shown that women, there was a study that I talked about on this show 5, 6, 7 years ago, that women doing squats was as effective as any other therapy in increasing bone mineral uptake in the hip and femur bone. So just getting these women into the gym and putting a small amount of weight on their back and having them do squats cause their bones to become more dense.
Okay, so then now a doctor who is a proponent of vitamin D says the amount of vitamin D they're recommending are extraordinarily low. They're basically the level an infant should get.
Right.
It's appalling. I think the report is a sham.
Yeah, and that's the truth. And they're not going to tell the truth because they don't want people to start taking vitamin D and then not need all these other drugs. It's really sad. It really is sad. Because most people are in the dark. Most people don't have the intelligence that this audience has about this sort of stuff. And most people don't apply critical thinking skills.
And the one who says that it doesn't work with the 400 IU says that higher doses may be beneficial, but that would be an area we certainly want to see the studies and know the benefits and outweigh any potential risks.
Yeah, risks. Like the studies that got Boniva on the market. No, but is Boniva the product that was just, mm-hmm. Yeah, Boniva was on the market, and now the people who've been taking it for 2 years, they found out that after you take it for 2 years, it actually has exactly the opposite effect. It causes bones to become more brittle. So where was the study on the safety of that, schmo?
I know. And it says, so it's clear the debate over the risks of and benefits of D aren't going to end anytime soon. I mean,
they don't have
Hello.
To end. Take the vitamin D. Get in the sun once in a while, for crying out loud. And, you know, if you're somebody who burns easy, go slow. Sit in the sun for 10 minutes, then 15 minutes, then 20 minutes, and let your body become adjusted to it so you don't get burnt. I mean, this is not rocket science. This mm-hmm. is easy stuff. God, our ancestors sat in the sun all the time. They didn't have skin cancer like we do today. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, What is there something specific we're going to be talking about?
I have several more things to talk
okay,
about.
Okay, so let's do that. When we come back, we've got several more things to talk about. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product, bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. Hormex changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old four-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get Hormex. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Hormex banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
This is actually music for David because he's in Florida, right?
Yes.
We'll be laughing during the break because a good friend of ours, David, texted Elisa.
And he said, I choose the Victoria's Secrets model because she has more money.
Yeah, he's got a point there. I don't think the WBFF girl has much money, so he's probably right about that one.
That's
Thank
funny.
You, David, for shedding a new light on this subject. Anyway, okay, so what do we want to talk about now?
I want to just talk. Someone sent this to me a long time ago, and it's been in my saved folders. A Slimcado versus an avocado. Have you seen those?
So it's let me guess. No, I haven't seen it, but it's got to be an avocado with less fat.
It's an avocado that has 50% less fat and 35% fewer calories. However, they still are a great source of E, fiber, B, potassium, zinc, and monounsaturated fats.
But the fat is what you want. The reason you eat an avocado is because of the fat.
I'm just reading what this article says.
That's so stupid.
I know. Who would go buy a Slimcado? And
I know somebody who would. Somebody that you had lunch with one day, and she pushed the avocado aside and said, no, it's got too many calories.
But ate the nacho chip.
Yeah, and ate the nacho chips. Yeah. Right.
But anyway, this author says that the Slimcado tastes watered down, and it has half the flavor as well as half the fat.
Now, is this genetically modified, or is it a hybrid, I wonder? Maybe it's a hybrid. Because
there are a West Indian variety of avocados that are often grown in Florida. Weighing in up to 2 pounds.
So they're big.
The fruit has a glossy green skin and looks quite similar to the more traditional Haas variety.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Interesting. Yeah, well, I don't want a Slimcado because the whole reason I eat avocados is because of the fat.
I know, me too.
So the heck with that. Keep your Slimcado. Okay. What else are we talking about?
I just wanted to talk. We have mentioned once before about the Kashi cereal, the guy in Rhode Island who took it off his shelf when he found out that it was 100% GMO.
Really?
And then the people just went crazy and started calling Kashi and causing a big uproar. And Kashi is saying that, you know, that they can say it's natural because they say that their products are natural. And
right.
It doesn't have to say, the FDA does not regulate them saying natural.
Right.
So they were right in what they were saying,
right,
that it was natural.
But it's 100% genetically modified.
But it's 100% genetically modified soy in Kashi cereals.
The worst of all.
So then that just brought me to the misuse of natural. So if you're going to buy anything, don't buy it if it says natural. And buy it if it says 100% organic.
Ah, okay.
It has to have the 100% organic label on it.
More so than the natural. And actually, we've talked about this and I even blogged about it. When
because
something
natural
says natural.
Natural, it
means nothing.
No.
It just means it's
not
found
regulated. FDA does not regulate
it. Well, it also just means it's found in nature. That's all it means. So, in other words, I could put animal poop in the food and say it's 100% natural because animal poop is natural. It's found in nature. In fact, anytime something boasts that it's natural, you should read the label with a greater degree of skepticism.
Currently, the only label that can protect you against genetically engineered ingredients and other unsavory additives is the USDA 100% organic label.
Right.
If it doesn't say 100%, if it says USDA organic, and must contain 95% organic.
So 5% of it could be something else.
And if the label says made with organic ingredients, it contains somewhere between 70 and 95% organic ingredients.
Isn't this terrible that we have to think about this when we buy food?
And so now Kashi came back out and said that they gave a time frame. I can't remember the time frame, but they're going to make sure that their cereal is now 70%
organic. So, mm-hmm. 30% of it will still be GMO.
Yes. Within the next 3 years, that's what they said.
Yeah. So eat up. Those of you who still are crazy enough to eat cereal, eat up.
Who eats cereal anyway?
I don't know anybody. I the last cereal I ever ate was that Fiber One. I used to eat Fiber One, you know, back in the day. But then when I realized that it was loaded with aspartame, I even stopped eating that.
So did you know that the McDonald's restaurants in Bolivia are closing?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, they're all closed.
They are closed. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why?
This was actually published in 2011.
People didn't like the food there?
The McDonald's there were struggling for more than a decade. And then after 14 years in Bolivia, they decided to close all of their restaurants.
I wonder why the Bolivian people didn't embrace McDonald's. First of all, I think Bolivia is one of those places like New Zealand where cows are still raised the old-fashioned way. And like, what's the other place? Argentina. You know, they raise cows the old-fashioned way. They don't do things like we do here. I wonder if that's why.
You know, it says here, the failure of McDonald's in Bolivia had such a deep impact that they're doing a documentary about it titled, Why Did McDonald's Bolivia Go Bankrupt?
Oh, I want to see that.
I do too.
I'd like to hear the story. What was it about McDonald's that the Bolivia? I mean, God bless the Bolivian people. I applaud you. I wish we could get to the close here. Tell us what you did.
The documentary includes interviews with cooks, nutritionists, educators, who all seem to agree Bolivians are not against hamburgers, just against fast food.
Good.
A concept widely unaccepted in the Bolivian community.
I love that.
Well, no, me too.
I love that. I bet you they have stronger family ties, too. Anyway.
Okay, so did you want to talk about that email?
Oh, yeah, this is a good one. Excuse me.
Last week we were talking about colonoscopies.
Yeah, how I won't get one. And I got emails from people saying that I was being reckless.
Because
suggesting
you're not
that yeah, people shouldn't get colonoscopies. And I've talked about the fact that, you know, my grandfather didn't get a colonoscopy. My great-grandfather didn't get a colonoscopy. Granted, they ate different foods and were exposed to different levels of things. But I'm doing things to help myself avoid cancers, including using ginger extract and ginger in general. And I've talked about the fact that I know so many people who have gone in for colonoscopies, routine, no big deal colonoscopies, and had perforations, that those things ended up becoming the problems. When we were at the Wall concert, I ran into a guy I haven't seen in a decade, Bernie, and when he found out what I do for a living, he said, I just lost my dad in November. He went in for a routine colonoscopy. I feel so bad. I talked him into it. They perforated his intestines. He was dead 6 weeks later.
Well, I've told this story, but I'll retell it. My mother, it wasn't a colonoscopy.
But it was a scope.
It was a scope, just the same. And she was dead 6 weeks afterward.
Right, as a result of some bacteria that they couldn't reproduce, that no one had ever seen before.
No one has any idea how that bacteria got into her stomach.
Right.
Hello.
So, you know, okay, so I'm totally opposed to people putting, you know, cameras on flexible cords in me anyway. Okay. Period. End of story. So Billy Walker sent me an email. She said, Carl, thought you might like to know this, that there is a blood test now that will detect polyps in the colon. Wow.
That's great.
This is great information. I chose to have a blood test done instead of a colonoscopy as they found polyps during my last colonoscopy 5 years ago. Spread the word because it is much safer and less invasive. I am a 59-year-old female who listens faithfully for all your tidbits of wisdom, which the mainstream media ignores. Thank you for your endeavor to educate us each and every day. Thank you, Billy, for educating us about this. I'd go get a blood test to check for polyps.
Well, I wonder if there's a specific name for it or if you can just tell your doctor that you just want to get the blood test instead of the colonoscopy.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure you can. But I bet you doctors don't want to do that because doctors get referral fees for referring you out to these endoscopy clinics.
Really?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
You know, do you know that in every city, the local doctors have a group that owns the local LabCorp? Did you know that? LabCorp, the doctors in every city have part ownership in LabCorp in every city. So why don't they want to send you to LabCorp for your blood work? And look at the prices LabCorp charges. Have you ever seen how Blue Cross Blue Shield will get a bill for $2,000 for blood work, but they'll pay $168?
Yes.
It's the stupidest thing in the world. Well, these doctors have partners that go into the endoscopy business, and then they go, "Hey, refer all of your scoping to me, and then I'll do something for you. I'll send you, you know, whatever." So you know that they're all in collusion. They want you to go get that scope, not a blood test.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Put that in your mental file.
Yeah, put that in your scope.
Okay, I have lots of listener questions.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Evidently, I'm not, because I just knocked my microphone off.
That's quite all right.
Okay, so Jess Perna wants to know, he's looking for the link to the show that you did earlier with the representative from Cansey Eye Drops.
Right.
The search box on the site doesn't seem to be working. Any idea on the number of the show?
I can find out and post it on Facebook.
Okay.
There's a better way to look. If you use Internet Explorer, and go to the following URL, superhumanradio.com/RSS/, podcast_XML. I believe that's it. I'll post it on Facebook. There's an easier way to search for shows using the Internet Explorer and the raw RSS feed. You actually can see the last 250 shows.
Okay.
So I'll put that on Facebook for you.
Okay, this is from Aaron First.
Okay.
You said you were going to do a show on hair growth peptide.
Yes.
Has the show been postponed, or when is the show? And what peptide?
I'm not telling you what peptides is that. We're actually going to do two peptides on that show. Both of them have cosmetic qualities. And one of them regrows hair very successfully. However, the gentleman who is doing the show is in the UK, and I'm just waiting to work the details out for the interview. I wanted to have it done this week, but we were unable to do it, so I'm hoping it's going to be next week. You're going to have to sit tight. I promise it'll be well worth waiting for. So,
how about that show yesterday with Coach Kenny?
He was great.
Was he?
Yeah. I made him tell the story about how we met him. You were in the gym training, and he came up to me and shook my hand. He says, "You know, I've trained lots of first round draft picks for the NFL, and none of them work out as hard as this girl here." And you were busy doing seated rows at the time.
Uh-huh. Okay. So this one comes from Elaine Williams. Our family is on a road trip, and my husband and I are catching up on some Superhuman Radio, of course, with our two boys.
Oh, cool.
Who are 8 and 10 years old. And then she said, "Carl is king, but we love Casual Fridays. The boys love Carl's music. Where does he get his mashups?"
I got these mashups so many years ago.
Isn't there a website that...
No, I got them from a few different places, but I've had to license... I can't use them. I can't sell them. I can't distribute them. I can only use them for intro and outro music, and that's it.
Oh, okay.
Because otherwise, then I have to start paying royalty fees to ASCAP or whatever you call it. So as long as I'm using it just for intro and outro music, there's no big deal. But otherwise, then you have to pay fees every time the song is distributed to somebody, sold to somebody, you know, and I can't get into that.
Also, she says, as a family, they have decided to swear off refined sugar.
God bless you. You'll all live longer. You'll all be stronger. You'll all be healthier. You'll pay less money to doctors in the future. And now get off grain, too. You heard Mrs. X.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, this one comes from Alva Valdez.
Okay.
You've been talking on the air about the dude who cured his arthritis with a raw food diet. Can you please interview him? I'm interested in his story.
I think she's talking about Kevin.
Kevin Johnson?
I think that's who she's talking about.
Well, what about Charles Spencer? Did he have arthritis? And he sent, I think he too had arthritis. Or no, he had... I can't remember. But Charles Spencer cured, maybe it was irritable bowel syndrome.
Okay.
It could have been, it was arthritis with Charles Spencer.
Maybe it's Charles Spencer. Maybe we need to get him on. Let's put that down and let's get him on the show.
Okay, I'll email him.
Yeah, so maybe that's who she's making reference to. We've had so many people cure so many things through diet on this show over the years. It's just, that alone could have been a CD, I think.
Alex Wapretsky wanted.
Wapretsky, yeah.
I always pronounce his name wrong.
Wapretsky, yeah.
Wanted to know what you were supposed to give. Well, you talked about taking something before giving blood. What is it?
DMSA. DMSA is a supplement that actually causes the body to release into the bloodstream all of the heavy metals in your body. But now think about this. That's not a really wise idea to do unless you are working with a physician that's doing chelation therapy with you, because that's what it is, the chelator. What I had said was I wanted to take DMSA and then go give blood so that they would be taking, a pint of dirty blood out of me, which would be like a really rude thing to do, because the person who gets that blood obviously would be getting, ugh, your sludge. So anyway, but it's DMSA, not DMSO, DMSA, like Apple.
And I said the wrong name. It was Eric Endres who said that about the sunblock, not Bill. Sorry,
oh.
Bill.
Oh, okay. Eric Endres. Okay.
Yes. Sorry about that, Bill. Okay, so John Parker says 990 episodes. 1,000 is just around the corner.
I've actually done more than 1,000 shows already. Because back in the day, the first couple years, I used to catalog shows by the date. So the name of the show was, 0601, 2007, for instance.
Well, but we need to celebrate somehow.
Yeah, no, we will.
And
I asked him, what do you suggest? What should we do for 1,000th show?
And he had an answer, having people call in. There were some answers.
Have some top guests call in, maybe. Yeah, that might be fun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that might be fun. Maybe we should give awards. We could do like a soupy.
A soupy?
Yeah, like an Emmy. We could do a soupy to the people who have been attributed with the top downloaded shows. We could have them call in and talk about how the show has, helped them maybe further their careers or further their, what they got out of the show and blah, blah, blah. That might be fun. A soupy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll get a picture of soupy sales and we'll make an award out of it.
Okay, so this comes from Charlie Pascarello.
Okay.
And this was on Superhuman Radio Network, and I just got to it, and he posted it a while ago, so I apologize. But it says, please perform one set of push-ups or exercise of your choice in honor of my grandmother who passed away this morning. Even in her old age, she would go to the gym for 2 hours every day.
Really?
No one can escape death, but I attribute her independence and quality of life to the healthy lifestyle she engaged in.
That's wonderful. Now, how long ago was that?
Back in May. It was about a month ago,
Okay.
Think.
So we all should, did he say what his grandmother's name was?
No.
So we should all, when next time you're at the gym, pick a movement and in your head say, this is for Charlie Pascarella's grandmother, and do a set for her.
Yes.
Because you know how like the gang members, like they'll open a bottle of beer and they'll spill some out for their homies that have been, killed.
Okay.
So we're going to do a set for Charlie's grandmother.
Okay.
Okay. You pick the set. I don't care what it is. Just in your mind, say, this is for Charlie's grandmother. That's it. That's it. Takes a second. We will do it. I will do it.
Me too.
I'm going to train legs tomorrow. I'm going to do a set of something for Charlie's grandmother.
Okay.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. Thank you very much for listening. Sorry for all the difficulty we've had with the streaming channel, but it will be up later today. We have upgraded to a brand new server. Please go to the Superhuman Radio Network and like us. We need you to like us. I want to get away from my personal page and just use the Superhuman Radio Network page. So if you're listening to the show and you're still going to my personal page and you haven't liked the Superhuman Radio Network, please help us out and do that. And we'll see everybody next week.
Bye.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.